Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak, where we explain phrases used by fluent English speakers so that you can use them too. I'm Feifei and I'm here with Phil. How are you, Phil?
I would say I'm very well, but I'm a bit frustrated, actually.
Oh, no. What's happened?
My phone case fell apart. I'm trying to fix it, but I just can't put it back together.
Oh, you are so ham-fisted, Phil.
Ham-fisted? Well, that's the expression that we're looking at in this programme. The adjective ham-fisted, which is all about being clumsy. Now, it might help if we start by looking at what a fist and a ham literally are.
Yes, your fist is when you close your hand and put your fingers together in a ball. It's what boxers use to hit each other. A ham is a big, round bit of pork, usually cooked. For example, I often use it to make a sandwich. But in the expression ham-fisted, what has ham got to do with someone's fist?
OK, think about it visually. Imagine instead of hands, you just had two big round bits of meat and then trying to do something. It probably wouldn't work very well. It often has this idea about having strength, but no precision or skill, as if you were hitting things with a big piece of meat. Things get broken rather than fixed if you're ham-fisted.
Yes, so this expression is all about being clumsy. Are you ham-fisted, Phil?
Me? Oh, definitely. When it comes to doing DIY around the house, if I get a hammer, I'm probably going to break something rather than fix it. When I'm cooking, the number of times I cut myself when I'm cutting vegetables or I drop a plate and it smashes, I think I'm really ham-fisted.
You certainly sound like you are very ham-fisted. Here are some more examples of the expression ham-fisted.
So I was drawing yesterday with a pencil and I broke it because I'm really ham-fisted. And then I borrowed another one from my friend, but I broke that one as well.
I wanted to learn the piano, but I'm too ham-fisted. I just kept hitting the wrong keys.
Beth brought me a coffee to my desk this morning, but I knocked it on the floor. I'm so ham-fisted.
Feifei, in the examples we've heard, ham-fisted was used to talk about literal physical clumsiness. But are there other ways of using it?
Yes, it can also be used in a metaphorical way. For example, you can talk about a ham-fisted approach to solving a problem. If an approach is ham-fisted, then it is done without much thought, with no subtlety or nuance.
So a ham-fisted approach to solving a disagreement at work might leave everyone unhappy. It keeps this idea of using force rather than skill.
Yes. Now, to recap, we've learnt the expression ham-fisted, which is used to describe a clumsy way to do things.
And that's all from us. We'll be back next time with another useful English phrase. See you then.
Bye-bye.
Hi, wir sind Kathi und Christina und wir machen den Lifestyle of Longevity Podcast, den meistgehörten Podcast in Deutschland zum Thema Langlebigkeit.
Du hast einen super beschäftigten Alltag und weißt gar nicht, wie du die Zeit für gesunde Routinen finden sollst? Keine Sorge, wir zeigen dir, wie du mit kleinen Hacks nicht nur idealerweise 110 wirst, sondern auch im Hier und Jetzt viel mehr Energie hast.
Wenn du zum Beispiel wissen möchtest, wie wir dafür unsere Morgenroutinen angepasst haben, höre doch mal in Folge 18 rein. Ansonsten gibt es jeden Donnerstag eine neue Folge des Lifestyle of Longevity Podcasts.
Wir freuen uns, wenn ihr zuhört.